You heard music by Leroy Anderson, or Leroy Anderson, his trumpeter's lullaby, performed by trumpet player Mike Vax. With the Olone Wind Orchestra, Tony Clements conducting, Mike Vax, the former lead trumpeter with the Stan Kenton Band. And that is music that will be heard on a concert by the Sounds of the Prairie Community Band, probably in July, the third of their scheduled four concerts this summer. They are a program of the Community Arts Resource based in St. Joseph, as is the Sounds of the Prairie Community Chorus. And we'll be talking about both those organizations in a matter of moments. Later on the program, which is, by the way, Live and Local, your connection to local performances, we will hear live in our studio violinist Kamen Petkoff and guitarist Russell Brazell. They form a duo with those instruments, and they're going to be playing a recital in Springfield tomorrow night. And we'll give you those details, and as I say, hear them live with some highlights from that particular concert coming up. But first on the program, let me introduce Ross Bundy, who is president of the Community Arts Resource, along with Chuck Hess, who is the director of the Sounds of the Prairie Band, and Brenna Pfeiffer, who is the new director of the Sounds of the Prairie Chorus. Thanks to all for coming over today.
Yes, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
you.
It's a nice day for a drive.
Absolutely.
And not too far from St. Joseph at all. Ross, I'll give you the first word. You've been here numerous times before, just telling us a bit about the Community Arts Resource. And one of the things I noticed, I don't remember if it started last year or this year, that you dropped the Car Tunes name from the band. Did that happen two years ago?
Or? Yeah, that was just at the beginning of last season, we changed the name.
With CAR being Community Arts Resource, C-A-R,
that's right.
Of course.
So the people just didn't get the joke.
It was a valiant and witty attempt.
Yeah, exactly. What's happened with the Community Arts Resource since we talked? Must have been probably a year ago now.
That's right.
Good things?
Yeah, every year we've just relegated ourselves to a summer program, so we aren't really doing anything during the rest of the year. Like we had in the past, but we have the band, and the band has been doing exceptionally well year from year. I think the quality of the band has gone up. We missed the chorus last year. That was kind of sad. So we're building up the chorus again starting this year. So it's our fifth year for the band. We're really excited about that, and it'll be with a hole in there. It's our third year for the chorus. So.
Well, both wonderful that they're still going on. And I know from year to year, we have often said, well, the band needs X number of particular instruments still coming up. And I might ask Chuck that coming up also. You've had a jazz band, what, one summer maybe? Or was that during the school year?
We had a jazz band for two springs. Mm. We used to do that in the spring. We recruited a lot from the university for that program. But unfortunately, our connection with the university moved on. So it's been more challenging to find the people. And our director, who was in charge of that, left the area, unfortunately. So we haven't tried to restart the jazz band. But it was a super group. We have one of the best jazz bands, I think, in the area. A full ensemble.
Well, so. I wanted to ask you also about, you know, in the mission of the Community Arts Resource, you say that you sponsor events as well as providing direction and resources to individuals and organizations. I'm just kind of curious how often people come to you and say, can you help us with what?
Yeah, we have had people come to us for various, I need somebody to play at a wedding kind of thing.
Yeah. You know?
And it's nice to be able to help those people and direct them when we have connections. I think the original view of our program was that we would be doing all the arts, so plastic arts, the whole spectrum. But unfortunately, it's worked out to just music. But I'm excited about that, and so we'll keep growing that program and maybe eventually tackle some other areas later.
Sure. And then Chuck Hess, the Reverend Chuck Hess, I should add, is the director of the Sounds of the Prairie Band. This is your
second
year, because I know you were here last year.
Yeah.
And used to be the band director at one of the high schools in Danville.
Started at Georgetown, the Georgetown schools, and then moved to Danville taught there for 9 years as the high school band director.
And got into the pastoring business.
Yep. Shifted, made a little shift in careers.
but still for the inspiration of people in one way or another. Tell me how the band is shaping up this year, and do you have any of those needs that I mentioned that we should tell people?
As we were looking earlier at the roster, things are okay. Personally, for those that would be interested, looks like we could use some more clarinets, kind of like the violin of the wind band. Can always use more. Could use a tenor sax player, maybe even another alto sax player. Some trumpets. If anybody's got a trumpet sitting in a closet that they haven't played for a while and would like to pull it out and see if they can still, do some playing, we could use some trumpets. And then some talented percussionists. We could use a few talented percussionists.
Are you suggesting that perhaps you have some who aren't talented?
No.
That's the only time you've used that term.
Looks like we don't have any at all right now.
Oh, well, there we go. Okay.
Which is, we were laughing before the program because it's kind of a band director's dream come true, the band without drummers that you don't have to get upset with because they're goofing around in the back. So.
Just, or taking you off tempo. I think.
Right. Or some, yeah.
Isn't it their job to keep you on
tempo? Yes. Thank you. Those are the areas that, as I look at, I mean, we're pretty strong. Trombones, we're okay. Baritone, maybe another tuba player or two. And we do have access to instruments. If for some of the, like a tuba or bari sax or some of the more uncommon, if people are like, oh, yeah, I used to play, but I don't have that horn. They can get a hold of us as well, and we'll do the best we can to make arrangements.
So you said a couple of things that suggest that the band is certainly open to people who maybe aren't playing actively currently but could get their chops together quickly enough.
You know, that's the thing that I enjoyed last summer in my first year was that you kind of run the gamut from people that as adults continue to play. They might play at Parkland.
Parkland College in Champaign.
Right. And so they've kept their chops up. But then you also have the housewives that, played in high school 15 years ago and decided that this would be something they'd like to do in the summer, just kind of as a getaway or an escape. And I think we did a really good job last year helping both of those types of folks have an enjoyable experience.
And I imagine you also have some people who play very regularly at a very high level and just want another place to play for the summer.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, that's really the backbone of the bands. We have some really, really talented players in each section which carry the bands and make a big difference.
From what I felt last summer, it was a fairly low pressure gig because sometimes people can be intimidated by, I'm sitting next to somebody who plays really well. And I didn't feel that at all. Mm. I mean, I thought everybody had a wonderful time.
That's fantastic to hear. Well, I'm going to sort of introduce our other guest, who is the chorus member, the chorus director, new this year to that role, by playing some music first, which is one of the pieces that will be on one of the chorus part of one of these summer concerts. And you're listening to Live and Local, our feature on the Sounds of the Prairie Community Band and Chorus, part of the sponsored by the Community Arts Resource in St. Joseph. Of course, that music from The Sound of Music, Roger Haberstein's composition, arranged here by Ed Lojeski. That's one of the tunes that will be on one of the concerts by the Sounds of the Prairie Community Chorus, part of this Community Arts Resource, sponsored by the Community Arts Resource. And their new director is Brenna Pfeiffer, who I remember many times from musicals that I've been involved in as a director. And you're now a junior at, or you're going to be a junior at Millikan University.
Yes.
And you sing in the fabulous Millikan Choir.
Yes, the University Choir under the direction of Brad Holmes.
Yeah, that's a fantastic, fantastic organization. So what? How did Ross find you to direct this particular choir? You're from St. Joseph.
Yes. Yeah. I was a part of the community band coming out of high school. And I had never participated in the choir, but Ross contacted me at the beginning of last season saying that it was a shame that we didn't have a director for that year, and I expressed interest, having been a music education major at that time. So I told him that I would be more than interested in helping out bringing back the group if that was something that he was interested in and that we could logistically do. It's really hard to bring back a program like this after having it not exist for a year, so that was certainly an issue that we were a little weary about at the beginning.
And has it been as hard as you thought it would be, or have people come out and said, yeah, really, well, I've missed it for a year and I've got to do something for the summer?
Well, we had a very tentative registration, but I am anticipating that more people will show up for our first rehearsal, which is next Thursday, the 30th. So I'm hoping that is the case. And I have a few strings up my sleeves as well as far as trying to get friends of mine to come in who I know are very talented singers who haven't had the opportunity to do much singing since graduating high school or wherever my connection was with them here in town. So I'm relying a lot on those people as well to kind of come forward too.
So since we gave Chuck the chance to say what his particular needs are in the band, are there particular voices that you would most like to have? Soprano, alto, tenor, bass?
Well,
high or low of any of those?
Well, I'm pretty open as to whether the group is mixed or women's ensemble.
Really?
I have picked a little bit of music for both and some music that would work either way since I wasn't sure the numbers and the voice parts we would have. We have 8 or 9 people that we're looking at right now, and most of them are women. So men out there, if you are interested in participating in the group, I would love to have you. And if not, we have a pretty balanced assortment of female voices so far that I'm hoping to just kind of build upon. I've got a lot of 3-part SSA music for women's ensemble, so I could definitely use some second soprano. Lower alto voices would be great as well to have.
And, of course, if you're going to have the men, you might as well have an outpouring so that they
right.
can really provide a
yes.
solid foundation for the choir. Well, I know you mentioned that the chorus is starting to rehearse next Thursday, the 30th.
Yes.
Is that at 6:30?
Correct, yes,
6:30 to 8. And then the band is starting to rehearse on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Same time, both of them at the same place. Would this happen to be the church with which you are affiliated?
No, it's not.
The Prince of Peace Lutheran Church.
Right, in St.
Joseph Hall. Ross Bundy, you want to run down the concerts?
Sure, yeah. We have 4 concerts. The first one is going to be on Saturday, the 22nd of June at 7 o'clock in St. Joseph at Kolb Park. All of our concerts are outdoor, so it's a different concert experience for a lot of players to have, but we have a lot of fun with that as well. The second concert is Thursday, the 4th of July, and that's at Homer right before the fireworks display, which is always a lot of fun, and we have a huge turnout for that. The third concert is the 21st of July. That's a Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Museum of the Grand Prairie in Mahomet. Behind the museum, that's part of their summer concert series that they have every year. And the third concert will be either the fourth concert will either be the 3rd or the 10th of August. We're still working on the details of that. But that will be in Danville. Illinois. So we play all over the county and even a little bit outside the county. So.
And people can check it out on the website, which I always forget to write down. You can certainly Google Community Arts Resource St. Joseph or go to...
It's communityartsresource.org.
Piece of cake. Ross Bundy is president of the organization. Brenna Pfeiffer is director of the Summer Chorus. And Chuck Hess, director of the Summer Band. Hope that this helps to maybe get some extra players and voices, and best of luck with the start of rehearsals and the concert series.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring the new exhibit, the James Bond theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is at SousaArchives.org, which is a nice lead into some music by John Philip Sousa that will be played by the community band, the Sounds of the Prairie Community Band, this summer on one of those concerts. My next guests on Live and Local are a duo of consisting of a violin and classical guitar. Their names, Kamen Petkoff, who is the violinist, and Russell Brazell, the guitarist. Together, they're going to be doing a recital tomorrow night at 7:30 at Unity Church in Springfield, in the, it's known, I guess, as the Southern View area of Springfield. And they're calling this sort of a warm-up recital for a tour they're going to be taking in Kamen's native Bulgaria in July. And we're very pleased to have them on the show today, a return appearance, actually, and they'll be playing for us a bit live. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you.
This is, Russell, you coordinate the recitals for the Springfield Classical Guitar Society. This is not technically a presentation of
this is not one of although we did play for the Guitar Society in January, but this isn't for the Guitar Society.
This is tell me about this tour you're planning to do.
Well, this is actually a chamber music festival that I organize.
I saw a mention of it here. What do you call this one? The
International Chamber Music Festival and Tour
and Bulgaria. Concert Tour of Bulgaria. Yeah.
Yes, 2013. This is the third time where I'm participating in a venture like that. And we are actually opening the festival. We're playing the first concert, I believe, on July 17th or 18th. The WHO Festival is 15 days long, 16 actually. And it's being designed to please basically everybody, musicians, music lovers, travelers. And it includes five concerts. Our concert is the first one. The second one is actually a recital of my former professor, Michael Barta, from Southern Illinois University. And he is going to have a master class as well. And the third recital will be faculty recital, and concerts number 4 and 5 will be the participants of the festival.
So people come both to learn and
to
teach.
We have a few teachers coming from America and a colleague of mine from London, and we have a couple of Bulgarian professors. So it's really international.
And so it's a little early warm-up for you, but I suppose July will come will come soon enough. I encountered Russell, I guess, for the first time in connection with the Springfield Classical Guitar Society when I first heard of it, which, I mean, it's been going for how long now?
1998,
and you came in and performed one of the early recitals of sorts that we had here on this radio show.
Right.
And so this is your third
appearance.
Video
and everything.
Yes, that's right. People can find a video on our website. We're not videoing today, but we do try to get occasional videos from the live performances in the show. Your recital has a nice balance between the old and the new. Why don't we start with something relatively old? This fellow, Christian Gottlieb Schaedler. Who is he?
Well, I learned how to pronounce the place. He worked for the Elector of Mainz.
In Germany.
Yeah, and this is early guitar music, but in terms of guitar technique, really advanced. So he played archflute and guitar and other, you know, how those days were, the court musician gig. They taught a lot of instruments, conducted the orchestra.
Is this one of these pieces that is originally for violin and guitar?
Yes.
Because I know there's lots of transcriptions of that get played.
Yeah, this is from the early golden age of guitar. 19th century early. Yeah.
Okay. So he born in 1752. So roughly contemporary with Mozart. Very contemporary with
Mozart.
Yeah. He just happened to live longer.
Slightly earlier than Giuliani, but he probably heard Giuliani.
Mauro Giuliani.
Yeah.
And Giuliani was himself a guitarist?
Yes, he was one of the two great 19th century guitarist.
The other one is?
Fernando Sor.
Fernando Sor.
You know how Windows and Macintosh, the world was divided up into...
It was...
the guitar world's divided up into Sor and Giuliani people.
And at the time, fans and partisans of one or the
yes,
other?
Yes, and they hit each other over the head with their guitars and get into fist fights.
Nice. Well, and you do have a large sonata by Giuliani on this program, yes, though we won't be hearing that.
I'm a Giulianist, although I do play Sor also.
Fair enough. Well... You're a Scheidlerist
right now.
Why don't we hear this? Duo number two.
Full three movement sonata. Thank you.
Thank you.
Live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, we heard guitarist Russell Brazell and violinist Carmen Petkoff, who together make the Petkoff Brazell violin and classical guitar duo.
They remembered the pronunciation
of
my name.
Oh, is there any reason I wouldn't?
Because we're always laughing, because there's like a gazillion variant.
Oh, well.
Around here, there are Brazels, but they pronounce it Brazel, which we get a lot.
Well, I already know how to do that. In any event, it was music by Christian Gottlieb Schiedler, contemporary of Mozart in Germany. It's his second duo or sonata for those instruments. And I think when you all were on the program last, perhaps you played the first of them. How many of them has he written?
Only two that I know of. If I find more, though, I'll buy them.
You'll buy them and play them.
Because I've always find that these pieces delightful.
Well, I certainly thought it was. Yeah. They'll be playing this piece in a recital on Saturday, tomorrow night, at Unity Church in Springfield. Concert starts at 7:30. And no admission charged either. Donations will be happily
corner
accepted.
Corner of Cordelia and 4th.
In
just off of South 6th Street.
Okay. If somebody wants information, by the way, they can. Is this your number they call?
No, that's the church I sent with your press release.
217-726-8991.
Oh, that's mine. That's me.
Oh, that's you. Oh, there we go. I'm looking. Oh, I see. There's the church information, too. That's if they want directions. We'll give that later.
Okay.
You know, I was looking.
You can call me anytime. I'm lonely.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry, we're always.
This
joking.
Might travel joking. Down routes we may not want to go.
Yeah. Too but much I do, information.
In looking at your respective biographies, I noted that you both arrived from different places in Central Illinois at pretty close to the same time, early to mid '90s. Carmen, you from. From Bulgaria.
Yeah, originally from Bulgaria.
And from New Orleans.
Right.
Russell, are you originally from New Orleans?
Yeah.
Or just went to school
there?
I'm
a Navy kid, but that was the most years I spent in any one place, so I claim New Orleans.
So what brought you here, each of you?
Well, I moved to Springfield because I got a job with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and I have been in Springfield ever since.
I was hired by Milliken, and I lived in Decatur 7 years, and then I decided I wanted to live in Springfield and jumped ship to Lincolnland.
Fair enough. So work brought you here. Somebody hired you, so that's
That's follow the work, have guitar, will travel.
Well, yeah, that often happens, doesn't it? I wanted to ask you, Russell, I don't know if we've talked about this before, if I just haven't noticed it, or we've talked and I forgot, but... you hosted when you were in New Orleans. You hosted a radio program once. So
yeah, we were we heard Pepe Romero doing a Giuliani piece on Vic DiGirolamo's show, and I was telling Carmen I actually had him on my show down there once.
Pepe Romero,
and he did a nice interview. He's a wonderful player.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you get a chance to meet with a number of?
Yeah. I had my little microphone, my little tape recorder with me whenever I went to concerts and.
Was this while you were a student?
Grad school. Shortly thereafter. But in 1980, I split for New York. So that was the end of the show.
And what happened for you in New York?
4 years, did the Carnegie Recital Hall twice, toured the Northeast. And then after a while, I decided I'd got my New York credentials, and I didn't have to fight the city anymore. I went back to New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I imagine that would be a... That's a fight for a lot of people.
It has
people.
A hard head. If you butt heads with New York, you lose.
Yeah. Well, you have a nicely varied recital on the program. Let's hear something quite different. Am I saying this right? Is it Jaime Zenamon?
That's my guess.
And is it Zebamon or Zenamon?
Zenamon is a guess.
So this is
if I ever meet the man, he'll probably correct me.
So in other words, I shouldn't continue to ask you questions about him.
I don't know the man. So he's 3 years younger than I am, so maybe there's still a chance.
Music, this is, tango.
Kind of influenced by the tango. It's Reflexos number 3, which I guess I should have found out what reflexos are, shouldn't I?
So are we going to hear just the tango portion of this, or?
Oh, we're doing the tango.
Yeah.
We have 2 Zenamon pieces on our program. I am turning the page to the tango as we speak. All right, just the tango. ¶¶
Music by Jaime Zenamon, if we're saying the name right, a tango, here on Live and Local, played by the Petkoff-Brazell violin and guitar duo. Common Petkoff and Russell Brazell, they are live with us here on Live and Local, and certainly appreciate your coming in. I wanted to had one point of curiosity that I hadn't really wondered about much before. Violin and guitar is a pretty common duo. I mean, there's a lot of music written for that combination.
Not as common as it ought to be. A lot of music, but not that many duos.
Well, I was referring to the music, actually, and yeah. I wondered if there are other instruments with guitar that happens a lot.
Flute is popular. Flute and guitar.
Voice,
yeah.
Too.
Voice and guitar. Yeah.
Guitar and voice.
And numerous other chamber combinations.
So the common thing about those three instruments is that they all, well, I suppose voice could be high or low, but I was sort of, for some reason, picturing sopranos, and yeah, I was going to say they're all high instruments, you know, definitely
right.
High treble instruments, violin, flute, and if we say soprano. Mm-hmm. And is that perhaps...
Guitar has roughly the range of the cello, and there are actually cello and guitar duets, but I think they've got the same tessitura, so they're always bumping elbows with each other, in each other's way, I always thought. Although they sound really different from each other, so it's kind of cool.
Well, maybe that's it then. Just
I always thought that oboe and guitar was an especially pleasant combination.
And another soprano instrument.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much... not quite the range, high range of the
yes,
flute.
And harp and guitar doesn't make any sense. They sound the same.
Well, there you go. Although I'll bet there are such duos.
Yeah, there's some chamber pieces by George Rochberg. You can't tell when it's harp, when it's guitar. It's like
maybe
really hard to be sure.
Maybe that's one of the challenges, to make them blend like that. Well, these gentlemen are going to be doing...
Oh, and piano.
doing a recital tomorrow night at 7:30 at Unity Church in Springfield. You can get directions by phoning 217-523-5897. They'll be repeating the same recital in Bulgaria or a different recital? Or don't know
more
yet.
Or less the same.
More or less in Bulgaria in July, in a festival and tour that Common is responsible for.
You know, when we learn something new, like we discover a piece, we just start practicing it and hustle it into our repertoire right away. It's like we're really brave about that. So you never know.
So something could change easily enough if you find something interesting. Well, let's go out with, I know you open on the recital with some music by Vivaldi. What about the last movement of that sonata? It's a sonata in D minor by Antonio Vivaldi. And when they get the pages turned.
I am there. It's a jig.
A jig? Music by Vivaldi, the final movement of a sonata in D minor. Was this originally for violin and guitar?
I think it's probably violin and keyboard continuo. Yeah.
And not uncommon to transcribe keyboard works for the guitar.
Yeah, and somebody realized the continuo for me, thank goodness.
When you say realized, that means essentially recreated.
Translated the numbers over the bass line.
Yeah. Which is sort of a long theoretical discussion.
Used to be able to do that, believe it or not. But then I passed the course and I forgot it immediately.
That happens a lot, doesn't it? Violinist Common Petkoff, guitarist Russell Brazell. They'll play this music and much more. And at Unity Church in Springfield tomorrow night at 7:30. Check it out. And thank you very much, gentlemen, for making the drive from Springfield to Urbana today.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Always a pleasure.
And here are a few other things you can see and hear live in our listening area tonight anyway. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is being presented by Community Players Theater. Tomorrow and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2:30. The Diva and the Dude are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Clark Gibson Quintet play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 5 o'clock. The Feuden Hillbillies are at Sliders in Long Creek at 9 o'clock. LHP play at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tonight, also at 9 o'clock. It's the Bement Country Opry Band with guest Eric Gordon at 8 o'clock tonight. And the Bob Dylan Birthday Bash with lots of area singer-songwriters playing at Mike and Molly's in Champaign tomorrow from 6 till something like midnight. And finally, a Juve Jazz Society concert at the Decatur Club in Decatur tomorrow at I believe that is at 7:30. You're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293AF Danville, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly, and it is 5 o'clock.